Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Friday, and we said we're going to do something a little bit different here now on Fridays. So if it's your first time tuning in, hey, guess what? You won't notice. But for those of you who've been with us over the years, over the months, guess what? We're doing something different on Fridays. All right, did I just say that? Well, good morning and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs, where we are all about building up the entrepreneur, the leader, the person that is in business, who wants to go in business. And even if you don't fit any of those categories and you are an individual who works anywhere, well, guess what? Knowing about entrepreneurship and business ownership is also important to you. As a matter of fact, even if you just work for someone, it doesn't matter whether you work for a large organization or very small, round the corner next door, or you work for a stay-at-home type of business, it's important that everyone knows all the insides and outsides and interworking of businesses, especially for those individuals who want to keep their jobs. And I know I met so many people over my lifetime. They really didn't care about the company that they worked for. They really didn't care about how things were going, this, this, and that. And unfortunately, over time, the company closed or they laid people off, and they couldn't understand, well, why did I get laid off? Why was I the one to be let go? Why did my company close? You know, what about all those years I spent there, all the time invested? Well, there's a lot of reasons why business owners have to make these decisions. And so as a business owner, obviously you need to learn about it. But even an individual who works at a business, you need to arm yourself with as much information as possible so that you can always be above that, I don't know where my income is coming from line. You know, there's a line of people that they never know. So you want to be the person that always knows where, and I don't mean just relying on God and our source, because of course that is absolutely true. But, you know, God's not going to come down here and put your clothes on for you and get you up out of bed and make you go to work or go do your business or go do whatever. So you need to have a plan. You need to know. And that's what we're here all about, entrepreneurs about. But Friday. And by the way, good morning and welcome to the show. Friday is our open mic day. Yeah, usually you think of open mic, you think of at nighttime, certain clubs, spoken word type of events. Usually happen in the evening, give people a little fun and entertainment, a little nightlife. Well, we're doing open mic mornings right here on Blog Talk Radio on the All About Entrepreneur Radio Show. So all you need to do is get your speech together. And for those of you who want to practice your speaking, you want to practice selling yourself, selling your brand, then call in 347-945-7991. Now, we're going to keep Open Mic Fridays for as long as we need to. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes things take a minute to catch on. So I just been announcing this week, so I'm not sure how many people got the memo. You know, sometimes we didn't get the memo, so we don't know. Or, you know, afterwards we realize it or we find out. Well, I'm telling you right now, this is absolutely open mic call. Call in 347-945-7991. Call in and tell us about your business in 2 minutes or less. Now, the number you need to call, 347-945-7991. Or you could, if you can't call in, but you still would love for me, that's Coach Lalisa, your host of the show, if you would like for me to shout it out for you, then you can do several things. You can inbox it to me. You can put it in our chat room, what we have right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're on the phone lines and you want to know how to get to the chat room, you would have to go to blogtalkradio.com/AAE Show. AAE is just the acronym for All About Entrepreneurs. If you do that, I will then shout it out for you. But I'm so excited about some of the businesses that I've been running into, and several of my students want to start their own businesses, which I'm very, very excited to be able to help them. But if you want to shout out your business, you got 2 minutes or less. All you would need to do is dial the number 347-945-7991 and hit your number one key, because we do have people who just want to call in and listen to the broadcast. But if you want to be the one to get online and make a comment of any type, but especially you shout out your business in 2 minutes or less. Now, if you have a business, you know about open mic night. I mean, you know about business propositions, and you understand the unique selling proposition and the elevator pitch. So just think of that. Some people don't know how to do that. So look at AAE as a lab in that sense. So here's a place where you can come and practice. But we got our first elevator pitch, 2 minute speech coming up. I got to set my timer because you will actually have 2 minutes to tell us all about your business, and starting almost right now. Let me get my stopwatch going so I can make sure, help you out there, because I know you want to make sure you get this done in the right amount of time. So I'm going to bring you on, and I'll let you know when your 2 minutes are starting. Good morning, and welcome to the AAE Show. I'm your host, Coach Lalisa. You are our first business person calling in with the Open Mic Show. So tell us how you can at least just start with your name. Don't tell us about your business yet. I didn't set the timer, but I just want to say welcome.
Good morning, Coach Lalisa. This is Michelle Gill-Newton. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I am blessed also. Glad to be on. Glad we connected through Facebook.
Oh, don't you love Facebook? And I didn't start the 2 minutes yet, so don't worry.
Yes.
Tell me about the 2 minutes.
Yes, I want
to help people get that elevator pitch together. And over time, have you ever done an elevator pitch?
I have in networking events and other types of meetings. I have done an elevator pitch.
Beautiful. So you said, wonderful. Well, I tell you, it's so nice to meet you. I absolutely great. I can't wait to talk to you a little bit more. So are you ready for your...
I am.
Okay, I'm going to start. Let me get my... Where did my stopwatch go? Okay. You have 2 minutes... from 2 minutes or less from now to tell us about your business, starting right now.
Hi, everyone. My name is Michelle Gill-Newton, and I am an independent consultant for Mary and Martha, which is formerly called Blessings Unlimited. We are a home-based business, and we feature home decor, greeting items, coffee, jewelry line, and everything has an inspirational word tied to it, whether it's a scripture or a motivational word. And what we do is we want to encourage folks to love on the people in their home. We want to share God's love with them. So I'm just looking to connect with other women who have a passion for the Lord, that want to entertain and have beautiful homes. And if you want to connect with me, you could go to my website. It's mymaryandmartha.com/MG Newton for Michelle Gill-Newton. So hopefully you won't forget my website, and I look forward to connecting with all the people out there, and you can also find me on Facebook. So have a blessed and highly favored day. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. You did it. You did it in 1.12 seconds.
Excellent.
So 1 minute and 12 seconds. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Congratulations. Okay, so now I'm going to, we'll keep track. And so probably what we'll do is over the next several weeks leading up to our event coming up August the 24th, I will see how many people, will get the best score, so to speak. And so you did really, really good. did. You did a great, fantastic job. You were absolutely way under, and so I absolutely have to applaud you for that. And I'm going to do that because you deserve it. So here we go. Here's your applause we got to give you for being so... I always like to do that.
I'm excited because it's early in the morning, too.
It is. And so what we do, so absolutely, what we're going to be tweeting, I will be tweeting on Facebook. I will be tweeting on Facebook. I'll be tweeting on Twitter and letting people know that Open My Cup and Share Your Business, they have an absolute tough act to follow. You tell people about your business. You tell people what you do. You told them what your mission is. What you want people to do and how you want them to feel, which is very, very powerful. You told them how to connect with you. So you gave out a lot of information in that short time. Now, one of the keys to the elevator pitch, as I'm sure you are well aware of this, but for those individuals who may not know, can you tell them what are some of the keys to giving a good elevator pitch, since you've obviously been through, like you said, networking events and possibly training?
I think the points that have always stuck with me is that you want to say your name, you know, so people know your name. You want to say your business, of course. You want to give them a way to contact you. But then you also want to give them something people think of, what's in it for me. And so you want to share what you do and who you're looking for, who you want to connect with, because everything might not be for you, but they may know someone. So by being able to say what you do and who you're looking for, you know, I might not be able to, you know, support you right now, but you know what, I may know a brother or a sister somewhere that, you know, oh, wow, you know, I think that you guys would be a great connection. So I think those are like the key points in your elevator speech. And that's what I try to always keep in mind when I'm saying it.
Wow. Well, that's very powerful. You know, I'm so excited about the event that you're going to be vending with us, which is the women's, it's actually our Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. Now, you said you're looking for women and you want to connect with women. So how do you feel that expo is going to allow you to do just that?
Yes, I definitely, you know, and I don't believe in any coincidences. So, you know, when I saw the information about the expo, I said, I think, you know, this is some place that I really need to be and to be able to share what I have to offer with Mary and Martha. And I've been in direct sales for many years. So I have, you know, that experience. I also wrote my own book about staying inspired in direct sales. So I said, I think this is a place I definitely need to be. And so I did not hesitate. I connected with you. And I think I just looked at the videos you have of the past event, and I'm just looking forward to seeing what, you know, connections I'm going to make and what doors God is going to open, and so I can be able to be a service to others and for others to, you know, bless me with meeting them. So I'm really looking forward to it.
And how long have you been in business with your current company, Mary and Martha?
So Mary and Martha, we actually just rebranded the company. The company I was with it for 2 years. On August 4th will be my second anniversary, and it was originally called Blessings Unlimited. And we just rebranded it. So yesterday was the launch day of Mary and Martha. And so everything is just brand new. That was our scripture for the behold, God is going to do a new thing for us this year. That was our scripture in January, and he has really done a new thing with Mary and Martha. And so now we are up and ready to go, more focused and focusing on women connecting and getting together, and that's why they chose the name of Mary and Martha, of course, the sisters that are in the Bible that hosted Jesus in several different places in Scripture. And so we really want that mission that we need to reconnect as women and to be able to share and love on each other.
Oh.
Now, how, because Mary and Martha, we know a little bit about them. They were sisters. One kind of got a little jealous of the other when one was spending time at Jesus' feet. So, but what about women and really loving on each other? How often, what kind of a situation are we in as it relates to that, do you believe?
Oh, yeah. With this busy world, you know, everyone is out doing, you know, so many different things, and we only are connecting, you know, with social media. You know, we haven't had that time. I remember as a young girl going to my grandmother's house and all the ladies coming over in the middle of the afternoon and sharing a cup of coffee. And at the time, you know, I was just, you know, tiny, and I just remember them all coming together and socializing and catching up on what was happening in the town that my grandmother grew up in. And I was just sitting there and I said, wow, you know, this is what Mary and Martha to me reminds me of, reconnecting with our sisters, reconnecting with women, and this gives me a platform to be able to do that. So we can love on each other. You know, I know that you're praying for me, I'm praying for you, and we could do that, you know, through text and all that, but there's nothing like, you know, sitting right next to your sister and giving her a hug and being able to share what's going on in their life and to encourage someone, you know, to be able to lay hands on somebody and just everybody pray for that person. There's nothing that beats that human experience, and that's what we do with our gatherings. That's what we do. We share our products, which are meant to encourage, but then we also have that time of fellowship, and I think that's what truly I believe is going to just be an awesome ministry, because it's a ministry and a business together. And so I know a lot of women are looking for business, but they want to have that ministry part, and so we have that combination of two. And, you know, Dayspring has been our Christian greeting card company for over 40 years, so they have a background in encouraging and writing and the Word of God on their cards, and having it in the products now is just a double blessing.
Wow, that's very powerful. So, you know, so you have this business, you're an entrepreneur, obviously a leader as well. And so, and now how, tell us again, how long have you been an entrepreneur? I mean, I may as well do a full fledged interview.
Yes,
and
they'll
call them and just ready to get out their business. So, yes, go right ahead.
I've been I fell in love with direct sales in 2004, and I think I've been an entrepreneur since I was, you know, a teenager. I was always the one at the family reunions coming with, you know, sunglasses and earrings and jewelry, and always selling things. And my father has always been an entrepreneur, so it's been in my blood. But in 2004, I discovered direct sales and being able to work a business part-time but get that full-time income. And I went through two different companies that actually closed very abruptly, and really, you know, saying, okay, God, you know, you promised me that you were, you know, going to help me with the household. And it was, you know, when things were great, it was like three people working, you know, three people were bringing an income in. And in the process of the closure of the direct sales companies I was with, I knew that God was getting me prepared for something else. Like all my training, all my knowledge of building teams, it was for something else. And of course, it was to work for Him, you know, with Blessings Unlimited when I found it 2 years ago. But it's been a wonderful journey to be able to show my children, them growing up and knowing that mommy has her own business and I'm helping other women. There's meetings, you know, with a home-based business, you have meetings in your home or gatherings at your home, and they get to see women working together, seeing me go out and be able to do presentations, and I never thought I would write a book. I mean, that was never on my radar, but God was like, I want you to write what you've gone through to encourage the next person. And so I was obedient and did that. So it's been such a blessing. And in the interim, my corporate job was downsized, so I went through a closure of, my 9-to-5 and how did that affect everything. But he always gives you that ram and the push. He's so awesome. And I'm thankful. I'm glad that I'm a testimony. And I just look forward to what else he's going to do and whom else I'm going to be able to serve and help. And who's that going to bless me too by just getting to know them?
Well, I hope you heard that some of the women who were at the event last year, just a couple of the comments. One lady said that she had, and I put her testimony up on the site. She had, on the event page, she said she had just come back from, and I happen to know her, she had just come back that week from an event that out of town that she had to fly to. It cost her over $1,000. And she said it was nowhere a comparison to what she got in that one day with us. And she only paid $30 to get in.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
And this woman travels all over. She's not, she goes to Potterhouse events. She goes to the Word Church. She goes to their pastors and leaders conference every year. I mean, this woman gets around, okay? And for her to say that, I'm telling you, this is how the people's response is. Another woman has said that she had been to a ton of events in that past year, and she said that they didn't compare to what she was experiencing there, because again, with this event, it's almost like an attraction marketing type event,
mm-hmm.
where we don't have. Like, the marketing for this event is, like, basically how you found out about it. You just found out about it. And you said, oh, I know I need to be there. So it's kind of person's coming. And when you get that, it's like Jesus, he says, whosoever will, let them come.
Mm, yes.
He doesn't go out and make you come. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, or sometimes a person might go through something in their life, some devastation, and then they say, oh, I need Jesus, that kind of thing. It's sort of like a making you come, but it's a roundabout way of making you, but at least you're coming. Say when a person knows they need something like that, why do you need this? What's in it for me kind of thing. So the people that gather in the place, or just imagine a room full of those kind of people, who you're not here because someone made you be here, so to speak. I know, those meetings where they make you come and you may not really, but these are purely because they want to be there. And that, to me, is so unique. And that's what makes the crowd so electrifying,
mm-hmm.
And that's what you're going to experience. And I have to admit, when you see that, because I know I've been to different church services and women conferences, when you get that in the room, you got something. It's not like people are coming out of obligation.
Yeah.
And I'm not at Sunday services like that, but there are some churches where some members is like, I gotta go to church. I hear people say, I gotta go. Excuse me? You ought to want to go. It's it's on their to-do list, like just another chore type thing. versus feel like, hey, this is something that I know I'm going to get something. That's like my utter, explosion joy when these people are like, I don't know why I'm coming, but I just know I got to go.
Yes. Yeah, that's how I felt when I saw it. I was like, okay, this is it. So
it sizzles. And wait till you see. I got a couple more clips from last time
I mean, that's just how electrifying it was. I couldn't even, like, I was trying to videotape a little bit here and there, a couple of other people. I haven't even had time to reach out to those people to ask them, because there were people taping the different speeches we had. There were people taping that. But it's been a whirlwind since last August. It's been, I tell you, because we had at least 60 people there last year. So just trying to, you know, keep up with those individuals, make sure they can at least come back, making sure that they at least invite one more person. So just imagine there were 60 people there. It's just, if those 60 people, all 60, just invited one more person, just one, not your five best friends, not your 10 coworkers, not, you know, half your neighborhood, but just one. That right there is 120.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, okay, I know everybody knows at least, because, you know, you had a great time. You want to come back next year. Everybody stayed at that. There was not one single person, and I spoke to everyone as they left. I stood by the door as people filed out. I spoke to every single person. Would you come back? Oh, yes, I would be back. Okay, so come back and bring. Now, here's where I think that, you know, there's a little bit of an issue with some people. And I don't know why. It's just me. I don't know. I just seen it over my life. You know about a good thing. Why not tell somebody, a friend or whatever?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
And I want them to get it, too. Like, I have people, I have women that are around me, right? I have people call me. They inbox me from time to time. How do I do this? How do I do that? How do I get started? How do I get on fire like you, Coach Lalisa? How do I get started with my speaking business, Coach Lalisa? How can I blah, 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 right? And I'm like, come on August 24th. And it's, you know, it's a concept my mom taught me when I was a little bitty girl, and she used to teach it to us every day. One of my mother's favorite teachings was, I can show you better than I can tell you. Now, as a child, that meant to me, I'm going to get a beating tonight. You know, because she would tell me, she had already told me to do well in school and not get in trouble, right?
Yes.
So that night, she was going to show me by way of a belt that what that meant. So, you know, bring someone, but I know you got to go, and we just have a few more minutes to the show. The show goes over a few minutes after 7:30, but we appreciate you. I don't want to hold you up, but thank you. We look forward to hearing about your book. We actually have a Tuesday where we talk about authors and their books, so please, 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 please send me the link, post it in our page on our women's event. You're welcome to post anything there that you'd like. And on my page as well, and I have a page for Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. So I created a membership-based program that goes along with the name and the concept and the mission. So that's also a page and a group in Facebook. You can find your way there. You can like it, and you're welcome to post your thing. So anyone who is a vendor who comes to the event, I'm giving them those other avenues. So it's not just, you know, come to this one-time event, I vended with you, it was a great time, whatever. But I am really committed to the success of businesses. I'm a business professor for 10 years now. So I'm not just, you know, I'm all in other words. And it's probably why this is all about entrepreneurs. I've been doing this for a while now, and so you can post there soon. You know, I'll put stuff up on the website. The website is, you know, our website, womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. The website is there, and there's sort of many, many other things. And so in August, I'll talk about the membership program more. People can sign up right now. It's just a $20 basic membership where you'll get to, you know, go in, talk about your business, blah, 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 and do some other things. So I'm excited about that as well, and so excited to connect with you, Mary. No, I'm just teasing. I know. And now when I see you, I'm going to be, hi, Mary and Martha.
That's fine. We all have a little Mary and Martha in us.
I have a sister. She's my best friend. And so we definitely share those Mary and Martha roles and behaviors and actions sometimes. But we are both very Mary-ish, the two of us. So we would have been fighting over his feet. No, I want the left one. No, you take the right one. You know, that kind of thing. But you'll get to meet her. She'll be there as well. So, and we also have a Sunday show, a radio show that comes on once a week on Sundays at 6. So that reaches actually a different audience. So we'd love to invite you to come on, share your powerful testimony, talk about this, your powerful Mary and Martha business. We can't wait. And anything else that you would like to share with that. It is a radio ministry, and the title of it is Sisters to Sisters.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Not Sisters to Sisters. That's another lady. But it's Sisters in the Spirit.
Okay.
So thank you again for calling in, and I'm going to finish up the show, but you're welcome, of course, to stay on. It's up to you, but I'm going to go over some more things about that unique selling proposition.
Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. You are welcome. So let's give that caller one more round of applause as she goes off. That's right. That's right. Woo hoo hoo. So thank you so much for those of you who are absolutely joined in with us for today. Today is Friday. Open mic, as you can see. We did get someone to call in and shout out her business. And so her business is Mary and Martha, and she has these wonderful, great, awesome products and services. And she's also an author. I guess you heard that as well. And just a dynamite person altogether. So you got to get to know her. Going over, she actually has a Facebook page on here. And I'm going to bring that up and tell you about that so you can go there and like her page, and you can go there and find out more about her products. And I will, yeah, like I said, hey, give me a minute here. I'm trying to do three things at once. So I'm pulling up her page. I know it's coming up. Ah, there it is, right there. Yes, yes. Mary and Martha. It is an independent consultant with them. Oh, what a beautiful page, beautiful products. Go there. Yes, meaningful, entertaining, made simple. Go right there. You can like it on Facebook, Mary and Martha. So you have to actually go to Mary and Martha, independent consultant, and her name is Michelle Newton. So you can look it up either way. Go to her page. She has all kinds of products and services there. And she said, these four words hold everything, that meaningful, entertaining, made simple, and learn all about her products and services. So we want to congratulate her and thank her for calling in on our open mic, and our open mic, on our first open mic Friday right here on All About Entrepreneur. And she absolutely was in under the 2 minutes, and so she was almost under 1 minute, and that's awesome, because when you think about an elevator ride, you think about the time that it would take you to get nearly from, well, it'd be one thing if you were going from floor 1 to floor 20, now you might have a little bit of a minute, but just imagine the person is only going from one floor. That means you have that amount of time sometimes to share with someone enough about your business. Here's the kicker. And this is what I learned in some of the training that I've been to in terms of helping you to develop and craft your elevator pitch. You need to say, really, you can say a lot, and that's wonderful, and that's great, and you can talk all about your business and what you do and how you do it and all of that, right? That's awesome, right? That's wonderful, powerful, no problem. You know, you can tell them about why they should connect with you, and that's good, and that's wonderful. You know, but at the end of the day, it only works if you can say something to make them want to know more. Okay? Because I know I used to have this, I had a big problem with this for a long time. If I tell you enough or I don't tell you enough to make you go, tell me more, or tell me how I can connect with you, and at that point allow me to get your number and contact information without having to ask for it, or have you ask me, because here's the thing, if the person asks you, well, tell me how I can get in touch with you, that's all fine and good, and that's wonderful. But the deal really is not as sold until you get their contact information. Because here's what I learned the hard way and the long way. And that is people are beautiful. I absolutely love people. But when it comes to follow up and follow through, you know, waiting on a customer to follow up with you, I had to learn some horrible, horrible pains in that when I was dealing with network marketing. I still deal with it, but when I was doing network marketing full time, I had some mighty tears and pain about that. But they said they were going to call me. I would literally be in tears. They said they were going to call me. And, you know, I gave them the card and I gave them the flyer and then, and blah, 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 blah. So it took me of about 3 years of pain and anguish that, no, you got to call them. And you got to call them. And you got to call them, you know, that kind of thing. And now when you call them each time, you just can't go bugging people, right? So you got to know when to not call them. But my husband, who is an absolute sales pro, and my husband has absolutely never done network marketing. He's always been a sales person in major steel companies since the day I met him 25 years ago. And he was working in sales before I met him. So he's been in sales altogether for about 30 years. And what I learned from him is the key is not so much the conversation that you have, whether it is in the conversation that you have when you call people. It's not just, all right, like I know when I was in one network marketing company and they said, okay, make a list of 100 people that you can call. Okay, good. I can call 100 people, but then what? You know, what good is that? Okay. And my husband taught me some tricks of closing the deal, which I had, you know, learned here and there from some of the network. Well, I was only really with 3 major network marketing companies, but I learned some things, right? But, you know, and sometimes things sink in with one person, they don't sink in with another. You know how it is, parents, you know this. You tell your child something over and over and over, it just doesn't sink in. But as soon as somebody else mentions that one thing to your child, you've been telling your child that for 100 years and they never did it. Some stranger tells them, or your cousin or an aunt or somebody, you know, that they don't even see regularly tells them, and the child immediately gets up and it clicks and they go step it off. And so it was, I've been married 23 years, going on 24 years, and I've been dealing with these sales, network marketing. My husband absolutely never did. And he's in one. Okay, that's true. He's one network marketing company that I've ever known him to go on his own, sign up with, and he does, but he's so busy. He hasn't done much with it because he's real busy with his 9-to-5 sales job. But I said, let me ask my husband, hey, dude, you know, kind of thing. Hey, dear, what's up? Tell me, what's the trick to closing? How do you do that? I figured it out after all these years. He mostly works commission on his job, so obviously he knows he's been able to sustain, you know, most of our living. And so he told me a couple of things, and wow, I'll never forget it. And here's the thing, you know, so is yes, we're going to have great conversation with people, and that's wonderful and good, but there's a couple of things that we have to do that really can determine whether people contact us back and actually contact us back and sign up or register, as people say.